2013 was the year public education took center stage in New York State. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a new, more rigorous curriculum was put in place in public schools in 2012, and the impacts of that exploded in classrooms across the state this past year.
The New York Times editorial board called the Common Core educational standards a once-in-a-generation opportunity. But this more rigorous curriculum, meant to bring consistent educational standards across state lines, has unleashed a firestorm of complaints in New York State. The Board of Regents voted to adopt the standards in 2011. Full implementation took place a year later. The implementation came at the same time a new teacher evaluation system went into effect across New York State, one that uses some of the test results from the new curriculum as a measure of a teacher's effectiveness. The first widely reported trouble came during the annual round of state testing in April. There were stories of children stressed out so much by the English language arts and math tests that they became ill. The tests became the target of boycotts by some parents, fueled by grassroots groups like Stop the Common Core. Heather Ryder of Syracuse was one of those parents who refused to let her child take the state test.
Because I don't like what the tests are representing. I don't like their use. I don't like the amount of time that they take up in a classroom.
Then educators jumped on board, like Greg McCray, a teacher in a suburban Syracuse school district, who suggested the state education department wanted to sweep all discussion of the Common Core under the rug.
There has been very strong message from the state education department that this is a conversation that should not be had.
But conversations were being had at kitchen tables in homes across New York State, when kids came home from school with more homework, more tests, and more stress. Angie Hargrave, a physical education teacher in the Port Byron School District in Cayuga County, heard concerns from her son.
He said to me a couple days ago, "Mom, I don't want to go into third grade." I said, "Why is that?" "Because I don't want to take the standardized test."
Beyond the kids, teachers were dealing with unfamiliar territory. The Common Core doesn't tell teachers how to teach, but there are modules offering suggestions from a state website. Some teachers said those guidelines often didn't make sense, forcing teachers to come up with new lesson plans as the state continued churning out information about the new requirements. Hargrave again.
You know, we have teachers everywhere that are on medication just to come to school because they're so overwhelmed by what's going on.
Then teachers' unions started getting involved. There were rallies in Albany. There were calls to put a moratorium on implementation of the standards. Mitch Fabian, an English teacher from Cayuga County, crystallized a common complaint.
This was not done in a fashion that would have broken students into it slowly so that teachers could adjust their teaching in order to prepare students for it. It was dropped on us like literally like a ton of bricks.
Then in August, test scores from those English and math tests came out. As expected, results were bad. So as the school year began, the Common Core conversations deepened. Parents groups, labor unions, state lawmakers all organized events to discuss problems with the curriculum. State Education Commissioner John King started feeling more heat. At one point, he canceled a series of PTA town hall meetings, complaining they were being controlled by special interest groups. But ultimately, he embarked on a series of more controlled sessions, still hearing the same complaints.
Our students in grades 3-8 sit longer in testing situations than college-bound hopefuls sit for the SAT.
The Education Department announced some changes in response to the groundswell of concern, including the elimination of one ninth-grade algebra test. And King said there were other changes looming.
We still want to take seriously people's concerns about the length of the test, and we've adjusted those by reducing the number of items and the testing time.
But as the year ended, there were more forums dominated by angry parents and educators, criticizing not only the way the curriculum is being implemented, but the powerful business interests who are involved in creating the curriculum and the tests, and some concerns over student privacy. And they remain skeptical.
I'm afraid that our comments are falling on deaf ears.
But as we head into a new year, one thing is clear. The state is committed to the Common Core. King says the state can't afford not to have students prepared for college.
Better for students while they're in K-12 to get a clear sense of where they are and to get support from their teachers and parents as they improve than to have the phenomenon that we have now in many college campuses where students arrive thinking they're ready for college-level work and are told that they have to take remedial courses, high school classes.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.